Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota lawmakers are currently considering a bipartisan plan that would allow teachers to retire earlier with full pensions in an effort to address rising turnover rates in the education sector. One proposal suggests enabling full retirement at age 60, which would cost taxpayers an estimated $240 million annually. Two alternative proposals would either lower the full pension to age 62 or allow partial pensions beginning at age 60. Supporters argue that these changes could save money in the long run by enabling the replacement of higher-paid retirees with younger educators. Teacher unions support the option for early retirement at 60. However, securing funding remains a significant obstacle. Put the distractions away while behind the wheel. Now through the end of the month, law enforcement officers will be on high alert for distracted drivers. Shannon Grabo is with the State Office of Traffic Safety.
Drivers need to understand that multitasking behind the wheel is a myth. It simply doesn't work. Distracted driving isn't just careless, it's simply selfish and dangerous. It steals lives and leaves others with debilitating injuries. The consequences are real and irreversible.
The Minnesota DNR has announced the walleye bag limit for Upper Red Lake this summer. The open water season begins on May 10th, allowing anglers to keep up to 5 walleye per day, including 1 fish over 17 inches. The DNR reports that the lake has a plentiful population of young walleye, and this regulation aims to maintain the ideal stock of female spawning walleye. An overabundance of young fish can disrupt the overall population as they compete for limited food resources. In other headlines, a North Dakota man is facing federal drug and gun charges for dealing methamphetamine in Minnesota. The indictment alleges that 48-year-old Jeremy Leno conspired with others to possess and distribute meth in the state from February through July of 2024. A storm system that will move across Minnesota today is expected to bring rain, snow, and a mix of precipitation to the state. Joe Calderon is a forecaster at the National Weather Service in Chanhassen.
It'll start out Tuesday morning as mainly snow and then basically just be a rain snow mix for central Minnesota from almost all day on Tuesday. There will be some pockets of heavier snow in west central Minnesota. Then southern Minnesota is basically just going to see a lot of rain out of this.
Calderon says the northeast could see 6-plus inches and northwestern Minnesota could get a few inches. Governor Tim Walz says the state needs answers about U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents detaining Minnesota college students. This is MNN.